Blog Talk Radio.
Watch out for the Trump train. Welcome, everybody, to First District Politics. This is Bill Lichter, and I'm joined tonight with future Congresswoman Laura Loomer. Hello, Laura.
Hello, Bill. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. What an honor.
The leader of the Loomer fan club.
It is, yes. I'm going to tell you something. I'm pretty proud of that, too.
It's very popular.
I'm proud of it.
It's very popular.
It is. It's awesome. It's gained some traction here. The Loomer Fan Club, Loomer's Army. The Loomer Fan Club turned one last December. That was a pretty big milestone. Brings us right into basically our third annual Laura Loomer Valentine Show. Just the honor that I have to have you on here. And what I want to do, Laura, is go back to the 2018 show, just briefly the 2019 show, to kind of show where you've been, where you're going, touch on some of those things, because, I mean, these last 3 years have just flown by. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, I was looking back today at everything, and I just can't believe how time has flown by. And I was, I'm in the process, as many people know, of writing a book, and I've had to do the outline, and just to go back and have to track all the dates for all the different videos I made and different investigations, I'm like, wow, I can't believe it's been this long.
It has been. For me, I go back to when I had heard about you, but I really took notice when you stormed the stage at the Trump Shakespeare play. That's when I first started taking notice of you. A little bit of a fast forward from that. In 2018, we talked about the Vegas shooting and the ISIS connection. And at that point, in February of 2018, you were still on Twitter. Fast forward a little bit to the end of the year. Was it November 30th that you got banned off of Twitter of 2018?
No, I got banned on November 21st of 2018, and then I handcuffed myself to Twitter on the 29th, I believe.
Okay, all right. That was close. And so the 29th, it was about 10, 11 days later when I started the fan club at Loomer Fan Club on Twitter, and I was just so ticked off. I needed to do something to help you. So that was kind of the milestone for the fan club that you mentioned. 2019, we started. Then in the 2019 Laura Loomer Valentine show, we talked about you loomering James Comey, Maxine Waters, Ilhan Omar. In 2019, you went to Casa de Nancy, Gavin, his mansion where he actually got arrested. It was in 2019 when you, well, go back just a little bit. So in 2019, in the 2018 show, we talked about you and I first going to meet, right? No, that was the 2019 show, because in 2019, we actually went to New York for that protest in February 20th of 19. So just a little bit after the show. So the fan club, me, went to New York with you, San Francisco, D.C., and then Miami in 19. Just step back a little bit to the San Francisco when you protested in front of Jack's house, where you projected all the people that are banned. Touch on that just a little bit.
So that was really interesting, because when you created the fan club, of course, on Twitter, you had access to Periscope, and I had been banned on Periscope and Twitter. And I remember when I went to Jack Dorsey's house in May, I was responding to an interview he did in the Rolling Stone magazine, and he was interviewed because, as you had mentioned, in November, just a week after I was banned, I handcuffed myself to Twitter, and it was the number one trending story. And so a few months later, Jack Dorsey was interviewed by Rolling Stone magazine and asked about my protest, and he said, oh, well, I thought it was really punk rock, and, you know, I respect her right to protest. And so I thought to myself, well, if Jack Dorsey respects my right to protest, then maybe I'll just go to his front lawn and protest at his house, right, since he thinks it's so punk rock. And so what I did is I went to San Francisco in May, and, well, actually in April of 2019, I was there for a little while, and I got a projector, and I projected the names at nighttime onto his wall at his house. It was a silent protest of all of the, like, high-profile conservatives who had been banned, and a few leftists as well, onto his house. And so I had not been banned, I believe, by Periscope just yet, but I was banned on Twitter. And so I was using my Periscope account at this time to live stream the protest at his lawn, right? And then you, through the Loomer Fan Club, tweeted my Periscope link. And then what happened is while I was standing on his lawn at his house and the video was gaining traction, he banned my Periscope account and the Loomer Fan Club was permanently banned from Twitter. And so it was a real life example. It was a really punk rock type of protest, really, because I got banned in real time at Jack Dorsey's house.
And I'm proud to have been banned with you. Yeah, and you know what? That's like you being banned, I think it's worked to your favor. We'll talk about that in a second. But also for the fan club. So at that time, I had the @Loomer Fan Club on Twitter, and we had gotten it from that December when I started it, go around till May 1st, just about 25,000 followers. And we were getting like 1.8 million impressions per the 28 period that they report to you. It was going pretty strong. And since being banned, now you can find the fan club on Instagram, pushing about, just we're up to about 10,000. Parler, just about 16,000. Facebook,
which
is hard to get up to 1,000.
I don't have Instagram. I don't have Instagram, but yes, the Loomer Fan Club Instagram account is almost near 10,000. But I'm banned everywhere. I'm banned on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. So while the Loomer Fan Club is banned on Twitter, it has almost 10,000 followers on Instagram, thanks to your hard work. And I have my Telegram channel, and then I have my Parler, which has about 90,000 followers, and then my Gab, which has almost 30,000 followers. So I would encourage everybody who wants to follow me and everybody who's just sick and tired of tech censorship to download Parler and Gab and Telegram, because that's where I'm posting my content now. And, yes, I don't have as many followers as I used to have, but I'm building more and more every single day and working hard to get my messaging out.
It's working. I mean, look at your campaign without social media.
And then of course Julie is a superstar too. Mm-hmm. And Julie has a big Twitter account too, and she posts a lot in support of me. So between you and Julie, you know, we're doing really well.
No, we are. It's a testament to what we do. They can ban us, but they can't stop us. We're going to find a way. They put up the barricade. We're going to find a way around it. I think you're phenomenal at doing that. So where is your campaign right now? I was going over this Daily Mail article that just came out about you, and it said you raised $400,000.
Right. Yeah, so I filed
to
run on August 2nd. And when I filed to run, people on the left and the right said that I didn't have a chance of winning and I wouldn't raise a dime because I'm permanently banned everywhere and my campaign still doesn't have access to Twitter and Facebook and PayPal. But, you know, when people tell me that I can't do something, it only motivates me more to get it done and to do it. And so I've been working hard, really. I've been working my ass off with my campaign team. And since filing to run, we've raised a little over $400,000. So it's very exciting news. you know, we've outraised all of my primary opponents combined times seven, including the Democrat incumbent, two quarters in a row now, since every single quarter since I filed to run. And, you know, I'm 26 years old. I'm a first-time candidate. And so what I'm really accomplishing, especially while being deplatformed and kind of branded as some type of, you know, so-called white supremacist, as they like to call me, even though I'm Jewish, you know, it is really remarkable. And, you know, here at the Laura Loomer for Congress campaign, we're all about setting records and winning. And that's what we're doing. We're setting records and we're winning.
No, your campaign, watching it from the outside, as you know, I've worked on campaigns and run campaigns. What I'm seeing with your campaign is just, it's, I don't want to say it's perfection, but you guys are hitting on all cylinders. Your campaign team, your volunteers, your fundraising, your signage, your events. I mean, it's looking really good. And I talked to a lot of people, just chatting with a mutual friend of ours prior to getting on the show. Everybody knows you're going to win. It's not even a question in people's mind right now. You guys have the same feeling?
Yeah, I mean, there's so much momentum here on the ground and really just all across the country. I mean, I think that I'm probably the only congressional race in the country that's received donations from people in all 50 states. I mean, my campaign is receiving donations from people all across the country, okay? And there is such enormous momentum. I mean, just today alone, I'm a first-time candidate in a primary, which I'm going to win, obviously. So as far as I'm concerned, I'm running a general election campaign. You know, the Daily Mail's putting out reports about me. I don't see any other candidate in the country having articles written about them every single day. This really is going to be the most watched, most exciting congressional race in the country. Largely because it is the 21st district where Mar-a-Lago is located, and it's President Trump and Mrs. Trump's new residence. And so the Democrats are going to do everything in their power to make sure that they can, you know, keep trying to sabotage the president in his own home district, just like they tried to drive him out of New York through their presidential harassment. And they're going to make sure that this district isn't flipped. But you know what? They've never had a candidate like me run against them before. In fact, Lois Frankel ran unopposed last cycle. And I'm very confident that on election day, she's going to be unseated. And, you know, the news reports are going to say, Laura Loomer unseats Lois Frankel.
Congressman Laura. Oh, wait. Congresswoman
Laura Loomer. Yes. And I'll be the youngest person elected to Congress in modern history. So I'm very excited about that. And like I said, the Laura Loomer for Congress campaign is all about setting records and winning.
Everybody go to LauraLoomerForCongress.com and throw Laura a couple bucks. One of the things I talked about, Laura, in the blurb that I wrote up for the show tonight. And a matter of fact, I don't know if you know, but when you write up these blog talk shows, they show this bar, like 0 to 100 of how good your content is for this post. This is the first time I've ever had one that's written up to a 100. So it's a lot to do with you. Thank you. But one of the things I want to talk about is the similarities that you have with President Trump. One of the things that I see is an emotional connection. President Trump talks about when he's behind stage and he has some of these big men that he talks about, these iron workers, these coal miners, and they're talking to him and they're just thanking him for what he does. And he describes it. They just have tears. And he's like this with the same tears running down their face. There's an emotional connection. Over the last year, I've been able to hang out with you at different events four different times, and I've seen personally the same thing with your supporters. There's an emotional connection. These people look to you as a leader, Laura. It's just like with President Trump. Do you see that yourself?
Yeah, look, I have a lot of people who look up to me and a lot of people who are very loyal to me and dedicated to me, just like President Trump has in his base. And I believe that just like President Trump, you know, people see a fighter in me. People see somebody who's genuine. I'm not a career politician, right? I am a first-time candidate just like President Trump was, and I'm a truth teller like President Trump. I spent my career thus far working as an investigative journalist exposing some of the most corrupt corrupt politicians, the most disliked people in our country, people from Hillary Clinton, Ilhan Omar, James Comey, Nancy Pelosi, Maxine Waters, right? The list goes on and on. And I don't really ever ask anybody for anything. I'm just here to, you know, help the American people and help improve my country. And I have always been honest. And when I had access to the social media sites prior to being banned, you know this from when you followed me, I always used my large platform and fame to elevate stories of people who couldn't get their stories out through the mainstream media. And so I really do view myself as a voice for the silent majority, and not just a representative here for the people in District 21, but really a representative for all Americans who feel that they've been ignored and silenced.
No, that's right on. I absolutely agree with that. I've heard people tell you that, and obviously by the campaign donations from all 57 states, or I mean 50 states, that shows right there. It's been quite a year. It really has. It's been quite a 3 year period since we started doing the Laura Loomer Valentine show. And you know, the show now is going to have to go on just into infinity. It's going to be, we just have to keep it going. It marks it's a milestone. And you know, so many guys are jealous of me right now, Laura. It's great. I take that with a great honor. It's a great honor. Side note, how's baby Loomer doing?
She's doing good. She's looking at me right now. She is sitting on the couch, and she's staring at me, and she's very cute and cuddly. I really love her. And, you know, I've been taking her for a lot of walks and feeding her a lot, and she's gained 38 pounds since I first got her back in, when did I get her? September.
Wow.
So she's getting really, not such a baby anymore, is she? But she's really nice, and she's a very sweet dog, and everybody loves her. She's going to get me a lot of
votes. Baby Loomer now? Yeah.
Baby Loomer is about 9 months old, 8.5, 9 months.
Okay. Something. Cute, cute, cute. The videos that we post of Baby Loomer, they're absolutely a hit. People just love it. Not quite as much as they love your post, but.
Yeah, she's very sweet. And, she's very spoiled as well. Last night I fed her some chicken burgers, and, you know, she really enjoyed those.
Yeah, we saw that. And what kind of sauce was that with the chicken burger? Was that, it was a red sauce?
It was tomato sauce. So I made some pasta, but with, those noodles that don't have any carbs, they're in the health section. They look like noodles, but they're not really noodles. I forget what they're called, but they're really good and they're low carb and it tastes just like pasta, but without the carbs. And it's only like 30 calories total for the whole pack because it's mostly water. And I put a little bit of tomato sauce on it. And then I made her chicken burgers. And then I wanted to just put a little bit of the leftover tomato sauce on her chicken burger for her. And she loved it.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, she's looking at me right now.
Hey, Baby Loomer. Can she hear us?
Baby Loomer, you got a lot of fans. And then my deputy campaign manager today actually bought her a little bulldog stuffed animal with a heart necklace on it. So that was really cute. And so I gave that to Loomer today for Valentine's Day, and she's already torn it to pieces.
I was going to say, is it shredded yet? What they do.
It is. I'm looking
better
at my floor right now,
shoes.
And there's a stuffing all over the floor.
Have you lost any shoes to Baby Loomer yet?
No, I haven't lost any shoes, but she definitely has, chewed up a few boxes, and she's pretty good though. She doesn't really chew much. She's not one of those dogs that really chews a lot. She just gets hair everywhere.
That's a good thing. So what's on the horizon for your campaign? Anything that any events you have coming up that you can tell us about, or future plans, or what?
Right. Well, we're doing a lot of canvassing, and so we're getting out and talking to a lot of people. And we are going to be having a lot more events. We're going to be at the gun show this weekend, so that's exciting. And, yeah, just every day I'm out and about in the community talking to people and getting people signed up. And it's really just about meeting as many people as possible.
So President Trump retweeted Julie Reichwein's tweet in support of you. That was last December, right? So
yeah.
So he's got that on that. So he knows about you. Then President Trump rented your emails, like people do. That's a big deal.
Yeah.
Are you looking for an endorsement? Are you talking to his team for an endorsement? Anything about that?
Well, you know, it would be nice. That would be exciting, right? It would be really exciting to get that endorsement. So we'll see. You know, it is his district, and so I know he's really busy and he's got a lot on his plate. But, yeah, I mean, that's the goal, right? That's exciting. That's what I'm hoping for.
Yeah, that would be a big deal right there, no doubt. I think that would also bring you some fundraising right there, too.
Right.
Did you hear today in Wisconsin?
That's been very exciting, too. A lot of people have been renting my list lately. So I know that the media hates when people rent my list and, you know, they write all these stories about it.
That reminds me of another one of the similarities that you have with President Trump. Your ability to trigger these left-wing nut jobs.
Oh my God, I know. They get so triggered.
It's a good thing. Yeah, and as you know, it gets them off their game. You're in their head. We're living rent free. They just go nuts over it, and that's a great thing. It's another one of the similarities that you have with President Trump. I mean, I see, you know, as you know, I like the hashtag I am Loomer that I derived from I am Breitbart. And I've always said that I see Breitbart in you and the fighter in you. But I see President Trump in you too. And you had in the Daily Mail, this is one of the things I loved. So you have some of the same nicknames. The nickname you have for, you call your opponent, I call her Lazy Lois. She's politically lazy and fat, Loomer says of Franco. That is just beautiful. That, you know, those are funny, but the thing is, those stick with people. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, she is very lazy. And, you know, she's not really known for doing much for people here in the district. And so it's not like me calling her lazy or my campaign calling her lazy isn't true. I mean, the polling that my campaign, reported on in our recent email blast shows that currently I'm leading Lois Frankel of 47% to 41%. And over 86%, I believe it was the number, of people in the district have no idea, like, what she's done or any type of legislation she's proposed. So she's been in office for 4 terms, but no one really knows who she is.
What I heard about her is that she's Nancy Pelosi's BFF, where Nancy Pelosi is more out front. Lois Frankel is more behind the scenes, who takes people like AOC under their wing when they come in new to really kind of show them the ropes.
Yeah, well, she's the chair of the Democrat Women's Caucus, and so that's what she does. Yeah. She
Okay. Oh, Trump train. Stand back. You don't want to get hit by the Trump train. I think at this point, I do. This is a very crude but popular show, you know. But the Trump train is a big deal. I've been saving seats for people, but at this point, I'm not sure if I think the lines are pretty much drawn. We've got, there are a lot of independents there. If you look at when Trump did his rally in Milwaukee a few weeks back, I think there was a report that 47% of the people there were independents and Democrats. That's a big number. That's a big deal. I think you're going to get some of the same crossover votes.
Every time President Trump has a rally, he draws large amounts of Democrats. And so when he came to Florida for his Welcome Home rally, I believe the data that Brad Parcell collected showed that 1 in 4 attendees were Democrats, so 25%. And those were similar numbers that he had in Wildwood when he went to New Jersey. So, you know, the national trend is showing that every time President Trump has a rally, especially in a blue area, he's polling about, you know, 20 to 25% Democrats.
Do you guys have any plans to do rallies similar to President Trump?
Yeah, I'm sure as the campaign progresses, we'll have a lot of different events. Who knows? Maybe we'll have a rally when, you know, the president comes to town, because the president is often known to have rallies and call people up on stage. So you never know.
Yeah, you know, and you really do have a good amount of time left. It's February. Your primary is August. What's the date of your primary in August?
August 18th.
Right. So you've got, you're just getting rolling right now. You've got some time. You just got some money under your belt. You're going to be able to, you've got a lot of time here to really work this well. And I think this momentum you have is, so in one of the things they said in the Daily Mail article is that you're going to need $3 million to beat Lois Frankel. What do you think that's true? Do you need that much? I don't think you need that much.
Well, you do need millions of dollars, and we're going to raise millions of dollars. So, you know, people can underestimate me at their own peril, at their own demise. But, I knew going into this that I had to raise millions of dollars. And so I plan on raising a lot more than just $3 million.
That blows my mind.
Stay tuned.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, these are the same people who said that I wasn't going to raise a dime when I filed, okay? And then I ended up out raising Lois Frankel. Then they said that it was a one-off and I wouldn't do it again. Well, I out-fundraised her again, okay? So, look, every time these people say that I can't do something, it turns out that I'm able to do it and I'm able to replicate my results as well. So it's like a superpower in a sense, right? It's just like what they do to President Trump. Every time they tell President Trump that he can't do something or that he shouldn't do something, right, he does it and he blows people's minds away. And he's, you know, he's a record-breaking, record-setting president. And I plan to be the same, and I'm already doing the same, and I'm proving to people that the, you know, what was thought to be impossible can be done. They said that I, being deplatformed, had zero chance and that I would never be able to raise money or be able to have a successful campaign while being banned. And I'm pioneering, you know, new ways of political fundraising and political advertising online through other sites like Parler and Gab and Telegram. And I'm having a lot of success. I'm having more success than candidates who have access to Facebook and Twitter. And then I'm also hoping through my campaign to reshape federal election laws and policies regarding the monetary value that these social media sites provide. So my campaign retained Charlie Spies, who is one of the most high-profile, you know, respected FEC attorneys in the country. And Charlie filed an FEC complaint on behalf of my campaign against Twitter for giving illegal in-kind contributions to my opponent, Lois Frankel. Because the mass donation that an individual can give in a primary or, well, in an election is $2,800. But given that there's a primary and a general, for me, the max is $5,600. Well, the amount of money that Lois is probably being able to raise on Twitter, having access while I'm not allowed on Twitter, exceeds the legal limit. And so Twitter is providing a monetary value, a political advantage,
right,
in the form of money and and basically free advertising that I should equally be entitled to. And so this needs to be addressed, because this is what these companies are doing. They're trying to interfere with our elections. And it's what I said when I confronted Jack Dorsey in front of the congressional hearing. And when I warned Mr., you know, the President of the United States, President Trump, to step in and do something, because I said
right.
The Democrats were trying to steal the election by shadow banning and silencing conservatives. What did you say?
We've got an extra 5-minute buffer, so we don't have to cut this. Absolutely, we don't have to just cut it right off. We can, you know, kind of take a deep breath here, and I know the show's coming up to the 15-second mark, but there's a 5-minute buffer zone. No, you're right. And one of the numbers that I think, that speaks volumes, and correct me on the number, but Lois Frankel in her last recording only had 159 donations, something like that. Am I right on that?
Right. Yeah. And so I already have over 8,000 people who have donated to my campaign. And so when you look at the breakdown of Lois Frankel's FEC reports, it's all big money in tech. Most, you know,
right.
not all of my donations are coming from grassroots donors, people all across the country giving 5, 10, 20, 100. You know, several people have maxed out as well. But this really is a grassroots effort, and it shows you that I have more support than Lois Frankel, because her average donations are larger because there are fewer people, right, making donations, which shows that she's just a corrupt, lazy career politician who really has no interest in running a grassroots campaign. But I'm setting records with my grassroots campaign. I know people on both sides of the aisle are shocked to see how much success I'm having, but they'll just have to save their reaction for election
I'm
night
not
when
shocked.
I win.
I'm not shocked at all. I'm not shocked. I knew you could do it. You're going to win, too. I'm kind of blown away that, I don't know, it's kind of a weird thing. I'm not shocked. I'm proud of what you're doing. I'll tell you what, it's Valentine's Day, and I tell you right now, I love you so much. It's not funny. You are
I love you, too, Bill.
Awesome.
Thank you.
It's an awesome
Thank you.
Getting to know you over the last year and being able to meet you, talk to you, look at you eye to eye, it's huge. I can't say enough. Thank you for your friendship. I know it's late.
Of course, and thank you for your loyalty and your dedication.
Yeah. It's going to be here to the end, no doubt about it, as I think all your fan base and your loyal supporters. That's just how they are. You've got that emotional connection, and it's a good thing. President Trump is going to endorse you. I know it's going to happen. I know he's going to vote for you.
I hope.
I know you've got Rush Limbaugh's vote. Bolsonaro. Saw that. Yeah.
Hope so.
Well, I'm going to let you get to
I
bed.
Hope so.
We'll give Baby Loomer a kiss for me.
All right, will do.
And we'll end the show, and I'll talk to you next Valentine's Day, and obviously in between.
All right.
We'll see you then. Thanks for coming on.
Sounds good. Thanks for having me.
It's been a great show. Night, Laura.
Thanks. Good night.